194, the number one hit music station. Okay, I've been a little nervous in my chair today. I don't know if it's because I'm excited. Maybe I'm hungover. I don't know. But if you've seen the show Weeds, maybe you were a big fan of Saturday Night Live back in its prime. Or for our generation, maybe you know those Adam Sandler Happy Madison films. It's the wonderful Kevin Nealon. Thank you for coming on with us today, Kevin.
My pleasure. Always fun to talk to you.
Absolutely, man. And he's at the Fargo Theater this Saturday, then in Bismarck on Sunday. You got 2 days in North Dakota. Think you're ready for it, Kevin?
I think so. You know, North Dakota's the only state I haven't been to in this country, so I'm excited about it.
I know. We're extremely excited to see you here in Fargo this weekend, Kevin. And it's just amazing, you know, a guy with as many accomplishments as you've had as a comedian. Actually, a lot of people were wondering, who would be part of Kevin Nealon's posse? We hear that term all the time. I mean, Justin Bieber's got a posse. What's the Kevin Nealon posse look like?
My posse, I think it would be Adam Sandler, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel, Howard Stern, and probably Bill Clinton.
That sounds like a dangerous group there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll warn you guys, if you do roll up into town, make sure you're not dancing with a hat on, because it's actually illegal in North Dakota.
You can't dance with a hat.
Can't dance with a hat on.
Wow.
So, Kevin, we see a lot of these late-night guys stepping down. Guys like Jay Leno already have. Letterman announced his. What do you say to someone that says, you know, let's put Kevin Nealon in that seat?
Oh, yeah, man. Throw me in the hat. Don't dance with me.
So, Kevin, what's your reaction when you see these guys step down?
Well, it's kind of a reflection of time passing. You know, it's kind of sad in a way, because it's marking another generation. But you know, it's time marches on, and you know, you have to kind of be open to what's happening in the world. So you know, hopefully we'll just get some good people to fill in for them.
Absolutely. And you know, some things that other people have brought up to me is that they think maybe comedy itself is changing. What do you think? Is the game for comedians going in a different direction?
I don't think so. I think people always love to laugh, and what makes people laugh has really never changed over the years. There might be a little bit of a different approach to it, but it's pretty similar.
We're talking with Kevin Nealon. It's his first stop in North Dakota, and that's right in Fargo, North Dakota, at the Fargo Theater this Saturday. So, Kevin, looks like you're just getting this tour started.
Yeah, I just I kind of go out on weekends, kind of like a weekend tour for me. That's pretty much what I'm doing, and it's kind of like a lifelong tour.
I bet it can start to seem that way, especially as long as you've been doing it, Kevin.
Yeah, I have been doing it for a while, and you know, I think it takes a while to kind of find your comedy too. It's kind of like playing the blues. You know, you have to play for a while and live life to understand kind of what you're trying to say.
So, Kevin, we're coming up on Easter here. We're actually just a few weeks away from it. Have you picked out any Easter egg hiding spots for your son yet?
Wow, that's going to be a tough one. My kid can find just about anything. I'd say under concrete is probably the best hiding spot. You know, ask any mobster, they'll tell you that.
Is fatherhood still kind of been a shock for you in that way? It's just something new every day, or is it something that you've kind of embraced and just kind of rolled with?
Well, I don't know if you have kids or not, but it's something that's, there's new revelations every day. You know, like kids grow so fast, and they're always, you know, like coming up with, you know, interesting questions and fun things, and it's really entertainment at its finest.
So, as a dad, you look down the line at that first date that he goes on. Have you thought of a good way to embarrass him yet?
You know, he'll probably start dating before I even know it. Oh, kids that like to hang out a lot, the parents don't know probably more than 20% of what they're doing.
And with the Facebooks and Twitters and Instagrams, how do you keep track of it all?
I know it.
So, Kevin, it's going to be your first stop in Fargo. What's that idea of your mind? When you think of Fargo, what does it look like in your mind right now?
Well, this time of the year, I'm thinking a lot of slush. I'm thinking, you know, a lot of mud and wet sidewalks. Am I right?
I would say you're looking out the same window as I am at this point. Yeah, I think you nailed it, Kevin.
I'm thinking a jacket. It doesn't have to be a North Face down jacket, but I think something warm with maybe a sweater, too.
So, Kevin, you've had an incredible career. Saturday Night Live, Weeds, all these Happy Madison films. What would you say was that most memorable moment for you on the set?
Probably, you know, because I'm a stand-up comedian, first and foremost. It was probably my first time on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Can you run through that with us?
Well, you know, at that time, that was the show to do, because there were no other talk shows on. And if you kind of did The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, that validated you as a comedian. And so I kind of got to do that, and it was exciting, and he even invited me to sit down on the couch and talk to him, and that's kind of like the icing on the cake right there, and nothing really has been able to surpass that for me, excitement-wise.
Well, I know we're definitely excited to see you here. It's Kevin Nealon. He's going to be taking over that Fargo Theater on Saturday, his first stop ever in North Dakota. Kevin, any last words for the people heading to your show this weekend?
Oh, I'm just excited about coming there, and I'm, you know, hopeful that the fans will come out and thank them for watching SNL for all these years, and Leeds, and the Sandler movies, and Ellen, and all those things. And I'm looking forward to meeting some people up there.
Thank you again for coming on with us, Kevin, and safe travel. See you here this weekend.
All right, thanks, man. Good talking to you.